Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
If you look at what's going on, we've got a healing classes nonstop, healing, healing, healing. Sunday, I'm doing healing services the whole month, this month, on healing and health. And it's going to be slightly different, as you probably heard a little bit this morning on Sunday. It's a little bit different in the fact that we're looking at it from another angle. But when you look at what's going on in the world today, I mean, it's absolutely amazing how they're wanting to close things again and mask up again and new strains and so much stuff. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to have to teach on is fear. I'm going to have to bring a teaching on fear, because the thing that you fear the most is what's going to happen to your life, according to Job 3:25 and other places in the Bible. And, you know, where your focus is, whatever you're focusing on, that is where your life is headed. You will go where you're focused. That's why it says, as he thinks in his heart, that's where he's going to go. Amen? And so we're going to pick up from last week. We started looking at, we're looking at spiritual blessings in Christ. Everyone say, spiritual blessings in Christ. And we looked at Ephesians 1 through 14. Now, you should have these in your notes, Ephesians 1 through 14. So I'm not going to read the whole thing again, just for the sake of time, because I'd like to kind of get to the end of this tonight. And we got through points 1 and 2. Yes. Point number 1 was, we have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. We have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. That we had was our first point. We spoke about that. And that was Ephesians 1, 4 shows us that. And then in verses 4 and 5, point 2 we looked at, we have been predestined unto the adoption of children. Predestined unto the adoption of children, which we looked at. And that was verses 4 and 5. And so tonight we're picking up and we're looking at point number 3. You should have that on your notes. And there's two empty blank spaces for you to fill in there. And you at home, you can, like we said, you can get on traditionworshipcenter.com. Just go online and you can download these pages and join us. So we're looking at point 3. We have been accepted in the Beloved. And that means that whereas God could never accept us the way we were in our sinful, unregenerate condition, yet once Christ, once we trust Christ as our Savior, He becomes our Lord and Savior, and then we become accepted by the Father through the Beloved. Amen. So it's through Jesus Christ and what He did for us and the finished work of the cross is the reason God can now make us accepted and come into his presence. Amen. There was no other thing that could be done. There was no other way around this. It had to be the way God had planned it before the foundation of the world. But we were accepted in the Beloved. And remember how God loved us. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, his beloved Son. And through his beloved Son coming and doing what he did, and we receiving him, we now become accepted by God through the work of the Beloved. God could not accept us before that. And we spoke about it before, where Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. And he said, I can't show you nothing in the state you're in, unregenerate state. So he put us in the cleft of the rock, which was a form and type of Christ, which means we are now in Christ and Christ is in us. We are now accepted by God, and we have been made a temple to house God. And now we are accepted because of the work of the Beloved. So your two words there are, we have been accepted in the Beloved. Amen. And, you know, if you look at Isaiah 64, verse 6, you've got the notes there. If you look at Isaiah 64, 6, the Bible says that our good works and our righteousness and our righteous deeds are like smelly rags in God's nostril. And that's why when you speak to certain people and you say, where will you go one day when it's all over? And they say heaven. And you say, well, why will you go to heaven? And they don't say, because of the Beloved. And if you haven't got the Beloved, you're not accepted. People just don't get that. And they say, because of my good works, my righteous deeds, and the things that I do that are good, that's where I'm going to get in. But that's not the case. You have to get in through the salvation means and the free gift through the Beloved, or else God is not accepting us. And people say, well, if he's such a good God, why is he sending people to hell? He's not sending one person. They choosing to reject the Beloved, which is where the only place of acceptance lies. That's it, in the Beloved. So it's not your good works, it's not your good looks, it's not what you've learned, what you know, the doctrine you've got, the theology that you understand. That's got nothing to do with it. It's the fact that you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior that God now says you're accepted. Because of my beloved Son, now you can come boldly into my presence. That's it. Amen. That is it. And so all of the glory is and has got to go with God, with Jesus. Has to be in him. So Isaiah 64, 6 says, but we are like an unclean thing. And all our unrighteousnesses are like filthy rags. All our righteousnesses. So what's righteous in my sight, my good works and the good things I do, he says, are like filthy rags. And I would encourage you to do a little study on the concordance and see what filthy rags represent. It's not a pretty sight. Just look it up. Amen. It says, we all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. So until you receive Christ, you're not accepted, and like the wind, you're gone. It blows, you don't know where it's coming from, where it's going, but it's gone. And so you've got to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so Ephesians 1, 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. You see it right there. He made us accepted in the Beloved. You're not accepted outside of the Beloved. In Christ, you look a whole lot better than you do out of Christ. Right. Amen. And I'm so grateful that I've been in Christed. Christ in me, the hope of glory, and me in him. And so now when God looks, he sees Christ-like. That's it. And so when you see that you've been made accepted through the Beloved, that should banish all of my doubts. Yes. Right there. If God says you've been made accepted through my Son, Jesus Christ, the Beloved, all my doubts should fade away right there. If he said it, that settles it. I've got to get myself into a place and a position of actually believing it. Amen. Okay. So look, if I look at my own sinful self, if I look at me, I doubt. I'll get into doubt straight away. Of course, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I've done. I know what I'll probably do again. Don't act all supernaturally spiritual right now. Amen? But if my eyes are on Jesus the Christ, in whom I am accepted by the Father, my doubts will dissipate. My doubts will vanish. My doubts will fade away. If I fix my eyes on Him and I know that I've been accepted because of His act of mercy, then my doubts have to go. Amen. So stop looking at yourself. Stop looking at your good works or your bad works. And start looking at Christ. And when you focus and look at Christ, you're going to be a whole lot better than when you're looking at yourself. Because you know what self does and you know what self is. Amen. And so in a little note, Hebrews 12:2 says, we all understand this, that Christ endured the cross, etc., etc., because He saw our future. He saw sons and daughters. He saw family. Amen. And so He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so we've got to understand that He is everything. Christ is everything. I want you to put your hand on your heart and say, Christ Jesus, is everything in my life. Amen. And that's a beautiful thing. Amen. And so if I look at my sinful self, I doubt at once. But if I fix my eyes on Jesus in whom I'm accepted, my doubts vanish. Why? Why do they vanish? Because God has accepted the perfect life and the finished work of His Son, and it is in Him that I find my acceptance. It's just that simple. He's accepted the... Do you understand something? That the only innocent person that God ever judged was Christ. The only innocent person ever in the history of history was Christ. The only one judged that was innocent. No one else had been innocent. No one else. But Christ was 100% innocent, judged by God, and that was in our place. So now because of that, God can treat us like He treats His Son. Amen. It's powerful stuff. That's why we love Christ. That's why we adore Him. That's why we say without Him, we were totally done. Amen. Amen. Okay. Point number four. We have been redeemed. That's a word for you. We have been redeemed, and all, another word, all our sins have been forgiven. We have been redeemed, and all our sins have been forgiven. Wow. And that you can see it in verse 7. Now to redeem, the word redeem, when you look it up in the Strong's Concordance and you study the word out a little bit, it means to redeem means to buy back. Buy back. Everyone say buy back. To release from being held ransom. To pay the full price. To pay the debt. To give the finance that's required that was ransomed. You understand? We were held like we were kidnapped, and they phoned and said, I've got your children to God. I've got all of your children, and here's a price you're going to have to pay to get them back. The death of your one and only son. He paid the price. That's why the Bible says we were purchased at a price and we're not our own.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpos, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway